Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, the highest value hunting brand, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and at huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca. They are the highest rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin. ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll get a final Lake Michigan fishing report for the season, hear more from Whitetail Fix founder Ernie DeSantis, and find out what's going on this month at the Range of Richfield. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins us from his home in Wisconsin Rapids for one more week. Jeff, we got through Labor Day weekend, and you got a big event coming up next weekend.
Yeah, spent Labor Day weekend just hanging out. I helped my parents do some work on their house, and got the grass cut, Dan, and started kind of prepping the garden for fall. I feel like I feel pretty accomplished. But I've got next week. I'm back on the road again with the Masters Walleye Circuit, our Cass Lake event. It's an angler favorite. It's a staff favorite. It should be a good time.
Nice, nice. Yeah, we've been mowing here too. I'm surprised you are with the sand country you live in, but enough rain and everybody's got to mow.
Yep, absolutely. The weeds get so tall, you got to at least cut them down.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think most hunters know bow season opens this weekend, and grouse and fall turkey and early goose and dove are already underway, and early teal is probably over, if not about to be over. I don't know anyone who hunts early teal. Am I missing anything besides maybe bear season?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, speaking of bear, my good friend Mark Smith, and you know him, he's a former executive director of the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers. He called me from Chicago on his way from Indiana to up in Radisson, northern Wisconsin, and on his way bear hunting, and he shot a 600-pounder a day or two after he got there. So
wow.
He's promised me some ribs. I'm looking forward to that.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah. Big bear. And speaking of bow season, if folks are looking for CWD sampling locations, DNR is concentrating efforts in central Wisconsin this year, but anywhere in the state you can have your deer sampled. Go to the DNR website and just search CWD kiosk locations. And Jeff, you probably heard this. President Trump instructed Fish and Wildlife Service to start the process of delisting wolves.
I did. Yep. You know, of course, mixed reactions online, but it may be time, Dan. It may be time.
Yeah, I think so. But it's not going to happen overnight. And if and when it does, we will have another wolf season. So stay tuned for that. We will try to keep you posted. Well, I'm off to Lake of the Woods this week for my annual trip, and it's full, and it's been full for a long time. However, if you think you might want to join us next year, check out blackisland.com and get in touch with Danielle at Ballard's Resort. Info is on that page, blackisland.com. Well, coming up, Jim Babiash tells us what's in store at the Range of Richfield for the rest of this month. Dumper Dan Welch wraps up his charter season on Lake Michigan, and Whitetail Fix founder Ernie DeSantis returns with more on deer management, getting kids into hunting, and a Bigfoot story as well. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of unclouded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Some plans just hit different when they start before sunrise. From bucket list hunts to unforgettable getaways, your next adventure starts here. Visit ducks.org/NTA. Find the trip that fits your kind of outdoors and make your move. The DU National Trip Auction, presented by Google.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, right where Highways 41 and 45 divide. And you can find them on the web at therangewi.com. Joining us once again for our monthly chat about what's going on at the Range of Richfield is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dan. I always look forward to this. It's always enjoyable to chit-chat with you a little bit, and I hope things are going well with you and your family.
Yes, absolutely. We've had enough rain that I'm doing a lot of mowing, but I'd rather have that than a drought.
Yeah, you know, it's either one way or the other. You know, and that heat we had a few weeks ago was just terrible. I couldn't believe it.
Well, let's hope that's in the past. As is August. How was the month of August?
August was National Shooting Sports Month.
Yeah.
Okay? And we had several events planned, and there were a lot of people that came in, and we have several new gun owners, and they took advantage of the different events that we had scheduled. We have this every year. It works out really well.
Good, good. And fall means you're going to have a new slate of classes, right?
Yes, we have officially started our fall classes, which have high interest level, okay? Now, this includes an expanded class schedule, which we will be rolling out over the next couple of months. We don't have it all set yet. We're kind of just working with the instructors to get the right days and times. So that'll be coming up pretty quick.
Okay. What do you got going on right now?
Right now, we have our Wisconsin Concealed Carry class. That is Sunday, September 13th. Now, there is still time to register or just show up. Show up before noon on the 13th, and we can get you into the class. I know it may be a little bit short notice, but you're more than welcome to join us.
Okay, great. And then you've got leagues coming up, right?
Yes, the leagues are coming on. Our ladies' pistol league won't be back until winter. Unfortunately, our female instructor is having knee surgery, so she will not be able to do it in the fall, but she will be back in winter to do the pistol class.
Okay, good.
She does a very good job, too, by the way.
Yeah, good. And then you've got a Bullseye Pistol League?
Yes. The Bullseye League will start up again on September 22nd. You will have two times to shoot, either every Tuesday from 1 until 7:30 or every Wednesday from 5 until 7:30. There will also be two divisions, a center fire and a rim fire. This has really turned out to be a really good team event. We have a lot of shooters. I can't believe how competitive they are. It's really fun. And they have a lot of fun, too. So you don't have to be really, really, really good. You can enjoy it and strive to get a little bit better.
All right. What else you got going on for this month?
Okay, well, what we've decided to do is extend our $10 Wednesdays, all lanes, standard premium, only $10, and our free gun rental Thursdays. You rent a lane and you get a free target, you get the gun, you get the ears, eyes, and that's everything you need. So you got to use our ammo because you're using our gun, but a lot of folks come in and try two, three, or four different guns because they're in the market for something, and the best way to do that is to actually try it before you buy it.
Uh-huh.
And on Fridays, we have a $15 Friday for both standard and premium, and these specials will run through the end of September.
All right, good. And this is National Suicide Prevention Month, which is something gun owners should be aware of.
They certainly should be. You know, I find a lot of folks that come in to look at safes, what they're telling me is that, you know, my grandkids are getting a little bit older, and I don't like having this gun in the drawer or in the closet or whatever it might be, so they want to lock it up. So in honor of this event, we will continue to offer 10% off all the Liberty pistol vaults through September 30th. Now, keep your firearm in a safe location. Under your bed or closet is not the answer. If you have any questions or you need some help, just call. Call here or stop in here. We'll be happy to help you.
You have safes in stock, right?
Oh, yes. We have safes in stock. So if you're looking for a safe, you know, now is a good time to stop in here, take a look at what we have. I know this is a little early for holiday shopping, but I'm afraid that shopping this year is going to be a little different from last year. So I want to sell safes. So come on in and make me an offer.
All right. Your hours have been different for summer. When do you change back to winter hours?
Starting on September 22nd.
Okay.
We'll be going back to our winter hours, which is Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And then I'll stay that way until spring, and then we'll change it again.
Okay.
Friday is 10 till 5. Saturday is 10 to 5. Sunday is 11 until 4.
Okay, very good. Now, you have a consignment program. We often talk about that. How's that doing?
You know, something that's really going well. We have folks that stop in here maybe once a week just to take a look at the guns that we have in our case. And we get a lot of people that are looking at Gun Broker for the guns also. And we're getting a lot of people that are coming in and, you know, I don't use this gun anymore. You know, what's it worth? Can I sell it? What do you want to do? So we will buy, we will trade for a new gun. We'll do whatever we have to do to help the person out. You know, this is a great time to take those unused items and turn it into cash for the holidays.
All right. And, of course, you have specials that come up monthly, and if we haven't talked about them on the show, you post them on your website, and people can find them there or on Facebook, right?
Absolutely. Or, you know, they can just call, too. We're always happy to help the folks out. We like eyeballs coming in and looking at stuff, okay? That's important to us.
And you like talking with folks who may not be in the market for a gun, but who may just have questions, right?
Absolutely. We're blessed with some really, really good people that work here. They know guns, and they love to talk about guns. So if you have any interest or anything regarding firearms, please come in, and we can help you.
Well, Jim, I certainly hope you have a great rest of September, and we will talk to you again come October.
I can't wait.
Jim Bobbiash, folks, is the president of the Range of Richfield. They are located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store. That's where Highways 41 and 45 divide. You can find them online at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It is time for another Lake Michigan fishing report with Captain Dumper Dan Welch, proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters Condos and Riverfront Store, right there on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. He's also got a very active Facebook page which shows photos and videos of what they're doing right now out there on Lake Michigan, and also a report every time we do one that shows up on that page with video and photos and sometimes some music as well. And that Facebook page is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And we're also brought to you this week by Bourbon Street Pub and Grill, 1536 Indiana Avenue, and BourbonStreetSheboygan.com, by Holler and Hills Bar and Grill on South Business Drive and on Facebook at Holler and Hills, and by Vreeke's Bar, 935 Michigan Avenue. They are on Facebook at Vreeke's Bar. Well, Captain Dumper Dan Welsh joins us from Dumper Headquarters on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks, Dan, and that's exactly where I'm at right now. I'm on my patio deck at my store on the riverfront. Beautiful day here during the week, and I got to say, Dan, where did summer go? It was just Labor Day. That's like, wow.
I know, and this might be the last report of the season anyway, because you're pulling your boats next week, right?
Yeah, we're going to come out of the water here a little early this year. Usually we go to about the end of September, but we're going to pull out here towards the middle here of September, actually the third week. And the reason we do that is the fishing right now is good. The weather is still good. It's been nice on the lake, but it does turn here eventually late summer, early fall, and it gets windy. You get the northeast winds and a lot of waves later September, early October. So we don't want people coming all the way here to fish, not to get on the water because of changing weather patterns. So that's why we chose to do that. We're getting our last trips in. I think we got about 25 or 28 trips on the books yet, and then we're going to wrap it up for 2026.
All right. Well, how has the fishing been? We've been talking about it every other week, but what was this year like?
It's one of the best years I think we've had in the last 5 years, to be honest with you. First and foremost, Dan, the weather really cooperated well this year. We had minimal rescheduling dates to deal with. The winds were down, the lake was calm, the weather was warm and sunny. We had a good summer. I think everybody basically in Wisconsin saw that, and especially us on the lake shore here on Lake Michigan. But started out with the brown trout in the spring, and then we went into awesome coho push in late spring, early summer. And then we had rainbows here midsummer, and then a lot of kings. July, August, September. Right now, the kings have moved in the harbor. We talked about it on our last talk on radio here, anticipating these kings coming in for spawning here in September, and they did just that. I'm looking right now, right out my doors here, and there's nobody really fishing the river yet. I haven't seen any fish jumping here, so that's coming yet, but the harbor's been good. Out in front, trolling, right out in front of the pierheads, the gap, we call it, has been excellent. We're catching fish on spoons, we're catching them on J-plugs, silver hordes, and crankbait. A lot of fun. Water depth's like 20 feet of water out to about 40, 45, right out in front. That's normal for this time of year, and you and I have fished it many times and filmed TV and did radio there as well, and it's a lot of fun because the fish are tight, they're close to the harbor, and you're always trolling and fishing. And they're nice size ones. In fact, this morning, you'll see on our Facebook page, I just posted it, a little angler with his dad, with a little help too, reeled in a 24-pound king salmon. That young boy was just so happy, and pictures on our Facebook page. So there's some big ones to be had this time of year too, because these are all the mature 4-year-old king salmon that come in the spawn in September.
Yeah, and they fight hard when they're still in the harbor there and the first week or two up in the rivers. Are they still edible at this time?
They are. They get a little tint of color to them, as you'll see in the pictures. But, yeah, very edible for sure. The, you know, meat's all firm. And, you know, once they get up in the well, up into the rivers, then not so much. And, you know, they start dying off, and that's normal. But harbor area, there's some nice silver ones there. There's some that are the tan color, fall color. But very good to eat, good smoke, good on the grill, good pickled or canned. And they're fun to catch, like you said. I mean, when they hit, they run out 200-300 yards of line on the first run, and sometimes you got to chase them down with the boat, especially if you're in traffic in front and kind of control the fish you have on so they don't get run over by any other boats, which can happen. But that's where the fish are at, and it's very exciting and fun to do. And fall season's pretty special for us. We love fishing the harbor area this time of year, and like I said, they're big fish and they fight hard.
Now, for people who want to keep fishing, even if the weather gets iffy, the cohos come in a little later, don't they?
Yeah, you're right. The male and the female kings come in, you know, the 4-year-old kings like I've been talking about here, and spawn. And then the cohos are last, and that's usually October. A lot of times, again, my Robalo, my private boat, I'll put in on a nice day, and I'll go fish in front and catch these cohos. But charter-wise, you know, it just gets a little too iffy with the weather in October, and plus school started, and everybody's busy getting into hunting and this and that, so we don't charter much in October anymore the last 5-6 years, but it's fun. If you can, you got a private boat or you got a rod and reel and you want to walk out on the pier, you can catch these cohos when they come in, and they come in to spawn last, like you said, and they're good in size. I mean, they're anywhere from 7-8 pounds up to 14-15 pounds, and they're good to eat and they're fun to catch as well. So keep an eye on that for October. That'll be later part of the season.
Yeah. And of course the browns and then some of the steelhead come in as well for their spawning runs, but you're usually done fishing by then.
Right. Yeah, they kind of mix in with the cohos, but the cohos are usually the big push. And when they come in, you'll see it, you know, watch, you know, Facebook and social media. People start posting that they're in close to harbors and tributaries all up and down the shoreline here in Wisconsin, and get on out there if it's a nice day and catch a couple of them nice cohos late season. But for now, we're targeting the big kings, and we're going to do that for another about a week here yet, a little more than a week. And then we start prepping the boats, the Dumper Dan fleet, to get ready to pull and clean them up and change oil and clean bilges and clean the whole boat. And then we take them out to my storage facility, my warehouse, and work on them all winter long and get them ready for next year.
And next year will be, what, your 41st season?
42nd.
42nd. Yeah. I missed one there. So you're going to keep her going, eh?
Oh yeah, we're going to keep her going. And we got a lot of interesting things going on here. I mean, we got the condos, we have the store, we have boats. We have other boats that are parked next to us. Great friends of mine that are charter boat captains too, and have their own service, and I farm out trips to them all the time. So we're doing that as well, plus my boats. We're kind of taking a turn for the better in business. We're going to be here a long time yet, but we're going to kind of move things around a little bit. We got some people coming, some people going, and as far as employees, but customer wise, we are taking reservations. A lot of these people that are getting off the boats now are rebooking for next year, our repeat clientele, and then I take reservations all winter long for next year. But yeah, we'll be in full force next year with a lot of boats here and condos and everything, just like we've been doing for 41 years. So yeah, 42 years next year, Dan. It's been a long time, but it's exciting and fun, and we're at a great location and a great fishery.
Yeah, and my goodness, I have fished with you almost all of those 42 years. I was checking our records here. You've been on the radio with me for all 21 years that I've been doing this show. So we go back a long ways, Dan.
We do. Where does the time go? I don't know. Are we getting younger or older, Dan? I'm not sure.
I'm not getting any older. I don't know about you. We got another trio of sponsors this week, Bourbon Street, Vreeke's, and Hollerin' Hills. What can you tell us about those?
Oh, Penny's got a great setup there with pubs and grills. She's got three of them, and restaurants, food, everything's excellent by her. She's a hardworking gal. She's got a good staff, good employees. Her closest place to us is the Bourbon Street, right up the hill on Indiana Avenue. A lot of people go there. Our clients walk up there. They drive up. It's a few blocks away, and a great menu. And then Vreeke's downtown, center of Sheboygan, Michigan Avenue, great location, great bar and grill as well. And then south of town, her establishment there is awesome. It's out on a county road, and it's just outskirts of town, of Sheboygan, south of town, and a lot of people go there too, and does a good job, good food, good repeat business she has as well. So definitely, if you're in the area, check out all three of them if you get a chance.
And Penny Hintz has a birthday this week. I understand we're not going to say how old she is. She's getting younger too, I think, Dan.
I think so too. She's been around a while like you and I, and yeah, she's a hard worker like we are as well, and I think she's getting younger too. But yeah, she's all over Facebook today with her birthday, and hats off to her. She's done a wonderful job. She's a great gal, and yeah, definitely check out her place, and when you're here, and ask about it when you're in our store, and we can point you in her direction.
And they are actually putting a bus together to go up to the Vikings game at Lambeau Field on November 15th, a week before gun season, so deer hunting won't interfere with that if you want to get on the bus with Penny and her friends.
Right, exactly. She does a lot of things like that. I think she does, I believe, Brewer games too, but I know Packer games, and she's always on a go, hard worker, and definitely can see that when you check out her places. We go there quite often, my wife and I, sometimes my employees, and have lunch or something and hang out for a little bit, you know, in between trips. Sheboygan's always a great place for all different restaurants, pubs, grills, the lakefront, riverfront. So come on over and have a good time in Sheboygan.
And a great place to fish as well. And Dan, I really appreciate your support of the show and your contribution of good content, because we get a fishing report from you every other week in the summer season, and we learn what's going on. And we'll catch up with you once or twice this winter just to see how you're doing and what plans you might have for next year. So thanks so much for being with us again.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dan. Thank you very much. And I definitely support Sheboygan and all these 40, going on 2 years of charter fishing and lodging and riverfront store that I've done. And you've been a tremendous help with that, with TV back in the day and radio the last 20 plus years, like you mentioned. And we'll continue on with that next year. I'm hoping, you know, some of this information I give to you on the radio that other anglers take in and learn from that too, and get on some fish as well on their private boats. Also, I just want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors this year. We had a lot of really good sponsors that made this happen, and I thank all of them for that and their support as well.
Absolutely, and they are all mentioned in these reports, so if people go back to your Facebook page and just keep scrolling down, you'll keep seeing that shoreline photo of Dumper Dan's boats and his business, and that's what we use to kick off each one of these reports. Well, Dan, we'll sign off here, and we will keep in touch, and you have a great fall. Good luck hunting, and we'll catch up with you sometime this winter.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks again, Dan, and have a good one, and thanks everybody out there. Have a good fall season going into winter. We'll talk again in the off season and touch on some things for 2027, but have a good one. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Captain Dumper Dan Welch with the final Lake Michigan fishing report from Sheboygan for the season. You can book trips for next year already. Call him at 920-377-1147 or check out DumperDan.com or his Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And also, remember, when you're in Sheboygan, visit one of these great places for a relaxing drink or for a meal, Bourbon Street Pub and Grill on Indiana Avenue and Bourbon Street, Sheboygan.com, Hollerin' Hills Bar and Grill on South Business Drive, and on Facebook at Hollerin' Hills, and Vreeky's Bar, 935 Michigan Avenue, on Facebook at Vreeky's Bar. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Recently, I spoke with Ernie DeSantis. He is the CEO of Whitetail Fix, LLC, and the co-host of Whitetail Fix, which airs on the Sportsman Channel. And Ernie is joining us again now from Dearborn, Michigan. He's a Huntworth Gear Pro Staffer, and of course, Huntworth is performance camo wear at a price you can afford. You can get it at many retail stores and also online at huntworthgear.com. Ernie, thanks for joining us again. I appreciate you making time for us again.
No, absolutely, Dan. It's my pleasure. It really is.
Well, we were talking last time about your show, Whitetail Fix, and it airs multiple times on Sportsman Channel.
Yes, we've got a couple different air times. There's something for everybody, if you will. And so we air in a primetime spot, Sunday at 10 p.m. And then we've got a Tuesday at 1:30 a.m., which is our overnight. And then a Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. And then a Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. We air four times a week, 13 episodes, 13 original, and then those 13 will rerun again in the fourth quarter, sometime right around end of September.
Okay. And that's pretty good strategy because not everybody works a 9-to-5 job or is available on a Sunday evening or stays up late at night, and you catch them whenever it's best for them.
Agreed, yeah. DVR makes it easy, but we still have a large audience that just tunes in when it's time.
Yep. Well, one of the features you just mentioned in passing last time we talked is the reality question. One that I saw, I think the question was, what would you do if you encountered a Bigfoot in the woods?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I answered, I'm out. I'm out.
I think you were running. You were running.
Yeah, you're right. I was running. Knowing me, because I am so fixated with the camera in terms of capturing footage, I probably would have turned the camera on, pointed it behind me, and ran away.
Yeah, and some of your co-hosts would stand their ground. One of them said he might pop a cap if the Bigfoot was threatening him.
I wonder who that was. That was probably Jesse, I'm guessing.
I don't remember. Yeah, well, you have a couple of folks who are police officers in their day jobs as well.
Yep. Jesse Fullwider, he's a detective. And Mike Marsteller, since retired, but yeah, he was with the force as well.
One of the women, was that your wife who said she would ask him questions because he was real curious? I can't remember who that was.
Probably not my wife. We're pretty much cut from the same cloth, but I think that was Christine Taylor. She is a big buck slayer and awesome at what she does. I'm guessing that was Christine.
Okay. Well, what are some of the other questions that you folks have dealt with? You're not prepped ahead of time with these, are you? It's sprung on you.
Some of them, we do get a little prep just so we're not in there for, you know, 6 hours filming one reality question. Some of them, man, Watermark Productions, they're our production company. Mark Baird, he just loves to spring them on us. So a little bit of both. But, man, I'm thinking about a question that is airing this year. And I think the question was, who gets the most excited to shoot a buck that is not a monster buck? And guess what, Dan? Guess who everybody said?
That would be you, probably, huh?
It was me. I'm a Michigan guy, born and raised in Michigan, didn't always shoot the monster bucks, still don't always shoot the monster bucks,
but thanks be to God, have been blessed to take some really, really nice bucks. But I think Ted Nugent once said it, if the spirit moves you, then it's time. If it gets you pumped, it gets you pumped. And to me, we can't be hating on anybody for the size of the buck that they harvest if it's harvested legally and it's fair chase. Then that is your prerogative on the deer that you harvest because, hey, guess what? I love venison stir fry and it tastes amazing. Yes, those antlers get me pumped up, but it's one of those things, man. It's just if the spirit moves you, so to speak. I'm that guy. That was the reality question. They answered me. I'm the guy.
Okay. Well, let's talk about family, okay? Last time we talked, we mentioned that you take your family hunting. Now, you have two kids who are hunting age, right? They're young still, but they can hunt.
Yes, young-ish. My daughter, Vincia, she's 19 now, and my son, Valentino, he's 16, but they still get out there with me, thanks be to God, and my wife comes as well, not as much as I do, but we get the family involved. We get tucked in the blind. And man, it's a lot of laughs, a lot of fun, a lot of craziness. And if you saw the episode with Tino and I, my son Valentino, we call him Tino. If you saw the episode recently that just aired a couple weeks ago, the chaos that ensues in the blind when Dad and Tino are in the blind and a buck's coming in, it is absolutely worth watching. That's a fact.
Can we watch those past episodes after they've aired?
Well, after they've aired through Sportsman's Channel, not yet, but the following year, 2027, we start to release them slowly to our YouTube channel. So if you check out the YouTube channel, you'll see some of those episodes on there, which is pretty cool.
All right. So getting your kids into hunting, was it difficult for you? You're a hunter. You've been a hunter. You come from a hunting family. I'm guessing that it came natural to them, but that's not always the case.
Right. Yeah. Well, thanks be to God, it did come very easy. The kids always at a very young age, I took them to the farm, our property, often to just walk around out there, help me collect Reconyx camera cards and things like that. Just get them out there, helping with the food plots, putting a little camera in their hand, and then showing them some of the footage from things that I filmed when I was out there and getting them inspired to go. And then they started asking, Dad, can I go? Dad, can I go? And I'll never forget, my daughter asked if she could go, man. I think, I don't even know what age it was, but she was just a young girl. And it was the time of my life, man, just having her in the blind with me. She plays soccer for the University of Michigan Dearborn now here. So she's a busy young lady. She doesn't go as much. Thanks be to God. She's still connected with it. She's going out to the farm with me to help out with some last minute stuff before the season kicks in fact.
You mentioned your farm last time we talked as well. What kinds of things do you do there to make it a better place to hunt deer?
I have my good friend, Ben Oliverio, from Michigan Food Plot Services. Every year he comes in, he has a wealth of knowledge regarding food plots. He's got the equipment. He's got the knowledge, the know-how. He comes in and he establishes probably 4 acres worth of food plots and does an absolutely knockout, tremendous job and has done it for many, many years. So thankful for him. Benny O, if you're listening, buddy, God bless you. A lot of food plot work to enhance the food for the deer. Since Ben has been doing those food plots out on the farm, it's been 13 years now. We've just seen such a great increase in the quality of the bucks out there and the doe herd as well. But I've got to go out this weekend and take down the protective fences. We have electric fences by Gallagher of North America. They make a great deer exclusion kit where you can protect your food plots till it's time to let them in, because if anybody knows about Michigan deer hunting, they know that we have a high population of deer, and there's no way that you can get a food plot established unless you protect it. So, Dan, we're going out this weekend, put in scrape trees, take down electric fences, get our mock scrapes and everything going, get our golden ropes up. It's one of my favorite, literally favorite times of year.
Yeah. Now, it's cool that you use Gallagher electric fences to keep deer out of the food plots. I raise sheep and goats here at our little farm, and we use the same electro netting.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The
sheep fence, it's short stuff. The deer jump over it. The sheep can't. They don't jump. Yeah, it keeps the sheep where we want them.
Something I've recently started about 2 years ago, or talked with the guys at Chestnut Hill Outdoors, and have been planting chestnut trees, mulberry trees, persimmon trees, just a myriad of hard and soft mast fruit for the deer to make that property better. Many years ago, we put in switchgrass and bluestem to improve the habitat. Back when I was 17 years old, I'm 50 years old now, we put in 1,000 evergreen trees, and that has become a sanctuary, thanks be to God, for the deer, the bucks, does, the little ones. We stay out of those real safe havens until it's time to go in and hunt. And even then, we're just tiptoeing on the perimeter, if you will.
Uh-huh. Well, before we let you go, I understand there may be some changes in Michigan rules for deer hunting this year. What can you tell us?
Yeah, big things coming. The state is really working hard to give Michigan hunters an opportunity at super high quality deer hunting. Kind of a big thing is that the limited firearms deer zone, that's been eliminated. And starting September 12th, 2026, hunters can use all legal firearms across the lower peninsula. That's not always been true. That's a really big change. One of the things I'm excited about also, we had a muzzleloader season after our normal firearm season, and that muzzleloader season was pretty lengthy. They've cut that down to a 3-day season, which I'm a huge fan of, and that falls in December. It's a 3-day season, and that's it. You can harvest a buck with a muzzleloader during that time. So that's a big change, but if you go to the Michigan.gov website/DNR, you can check out all those changes. So there's a lot of new stuff. Don't 100% quote me on it. Make sure you check your facts always. But those are some big ones I'm excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. Always check the actual regulations. Well, Ernie, I want to thank you for spending time with us. And we'll check in with you again maybe after our mutual gun seasons are over, late November, early December, and just see how things are going.
That sounds awesome, Dan. Really, the pleasure has been all mine, and super thankful to God for the opportunity.
Very good. Folks, Ernie DeSantis is the CEO of Whitetail Fix LLC. He's the co-host of their TV show, Whitetail Fix, which is airing now on Sportsman Channel. Their website is whitetailfix.com, and they have social media under that same name as well. And Ernie is a Huntworth Gear Pro staffer. You can find Huntworth Gear online at huntworthgear.com or at many retail outlets. And as Ernie and I know, and as you know too, if you've done a little research, it is quality camo at a price you can afford. It's very inexpensive, and it is good stuff. Check it out. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to prohearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. Crestliner has rebates going on, and Cedar Lake Sales has a big clearance sale on now on 2026 model year boats, and they got to make room for the 2027 models coming soon. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and at huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Wapaka, profhearingcare.com.
And, of course, my 1750 Crestliner Fishhawk will be one of those 2026 models available for sale when I get done using it. Now, I'm not done quite yet, but keep in touch with the folks at Cedar Lake Sales for info on that and other boats. And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special from past years is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin, and we'll have some news on when and where we're going to air this year's show coming up in a few weeks.
And the radio show is online all the time. You can listen at lake-link.com, go to the outdoor radio page, download it there, hang around and listen. You can also check it out at outdoornews.com/podcasts and grab it there as well and take it with you. Dan's on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
A lot going on this weekend and next, and we'll try to summarize it for you. This weekend, Ruff Grouse Society and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation are hosting Bugle Days in the Flambeau River State Forest. That's going on through Sunday. It's free and it's open. For details, go to ruffedgrousesociety.org. or rmef.org. And next weekend, on the 19th, Accessibility Wisconsin is celebrating its 12th anniversary at Black Hawk Lake. You can learn more at accessibilitywi.org. And the Sheboygan Manitowoc County Pheasants Forever has a 50-bird Lewis shoot, brat fry, and silent auction next weekend at Joe's Clay's in Reidsville. And on the 26th, that same chapter, we'll hold a free youth pheasant hunt. For information, contact Thunderbird Game Farm in Reidsville. Thunderbird Game Farm. Speaking of pheasants, budget cuts are cutting the number of pheasants that will be released this year. I don't know if hunters will notice the difference between 75,000 and 65,000 pheasants, but that's what they've got for hunters at public hunting grounds. And it costs about almost $10 a bird to raise one pheasant now. So that's what's going on there. So if you want to see more pheasants and other improvements on state properties and hunting opportunities, support efforts to find an alternative source of funding for conservation. There's a new coalition going at work on that right now, and you will hear more about that as the time develops here. And this one may have sneaked past you. Sturgeon season is open. It runs through the 30th of this month. And if you don't have a permit, you can't keep one. So check out, just look on the DNR website for sturgeon. Another thing you may have missed, this is the 75th year of State Natural Area. more than 700 of them all over the state. They're quite diverse and really interesting to visit. You can do all kinds of recreation there. For more, go to the DNR website, keywords, state natural areas. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. We've been getting outside, now you get outside this weekend, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.